NASA satellites are usually the first to detect a fire as it burns in a remote location, and then NASA scientists use those data from our satellites to understand how that fire has started, the way it burns through an ecosystem, and the way in which the smoke that gets generated by those fires is transported all across the globe. Hi, my name is Doug Morton. I'm an Earth scientist at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center, and I use data from NASA's satellites, aircraft, and ground measurements to understand how fires are transforming our planet. And altogether, our scientists are using data from the ground, the air, and from satellites to put together the whole picture of how fires are a part of our changing planet. When a fire burns through natural vegetation, it sends up smoke, and some of that smoke has very small particles, small enough to get trapped inside of our lungs. Changes in temperature and rainfall are part of what drives the risk of fire across many landscapes. Some areas are now hot enough that there really is no fire season anymore. Fire is a natural part of many ecosystems, but fire is also changing in direct response to the way in which we're managing our planet. Each summer, we do see large wildfires across the western United States, and the smoke from those fires can blow across not just North America, but as far away as Greenland and the ice and snow-covered areas where that smoke lands and darkens the snow and increases the way in which those ice caps are melting. Increases in temperature, especially during the summer months for places like the United States, make conditions hotter and drier and more prone to extreme wildfires.